K-State Nation, what's going on, y'all? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Another daily here for you guys this morning on this Thursday, July 8th, 2021. And yeah, this is a week, obviously, with, for me anyways, being... off work Monday feels off. The week feels definitely off for me. But it is already Thursday already. This work week has flown by. It's been super crazy on my end with some things going on that I'm going to keep under wraps for right now. So that there's that. But however, Bill Snyder, the two-tenured coach, football coach, former coach for the K-State football team, had a message. Obviously, I mean, this podcast started because of the pandemic, and it's still going. So, but Bill Snyder had an important message. Obviously, K-State fans, I'm not going to tell you guys what to do. But, however, whatever you choose to do, continue to stay safe, stay healthy, and make the right decisions possible for you and your loved ones and friends as well. But he tweeted out yesterday, but it was the day before yesterday, folks, that he tweeted out at Coach Bill Snyder saying, "Vaccinations save lives. Please help get yours. Encourage others. Keep all of our families and others safe." So pretty much what I said earlier, I'm not going to tell you guys what to do. Obviously, is your decision, obviously. So please, again, choose, make the right decision for you and your family, and stay safe wherever you choose to do. So definitely, do you, pretty much. But anyways, I've kind of been thinking about, obviously, with the pandemic, football year last year, obviously, getting COVID tested and whatnot every day at the testing facility or on the practice field or before the games. And that that played very havoc, obviously, for some teams and maybe not others. But obviously, for K-State, at least here last year, oh, it played big-time havoc, including last year, towards the end last year. I mentioned already on one of the dailies earlier this week, Justin Hughes and Elijah Sullivan had to miss a couple games, and if you tested negative, you had to sit out for a duration of time. So you wonder what if Coach Bill would have coached in this pandemic year. Obviously, there's, at least from hearing fellow Wildcats and other listening to other folks that are closer to the team, he might have not had it lasted. Obviously, Chris Klieman continued to rebuild his program, obviously. The lack of depth, obviously. he would have been hurt. there's no doubt about it. I mean, obviously, Chris Klieman, the recruiting staff at K-State led by Taylor Bratt, they're recruiting their butts off, obviously, and recruiting has been in the news as well. I promise I will get a couple of recruiting updates for you as soon as possible, because that's been flowing right into my timeline as well. But definitely, I don't think, you know, at least in Bill Snyder 2.0, at least, that the depth would have been an issue. That would have been a dangerous problem to have, and you would have thrown on athletes on the field that not used to getting playing time. And that's what it's all about. Obviously, the best teams, well, certainly the best teams, have a lot of depth, and they can use it pretty well. And I don't have to name off a couple of the best teams, college football teams in nation, to do that. Obviously, here, K-State's football team has its own issues, and Chris Klieman, obviously, 8-4, 8-5, first year, obviously, a terrific year, came into overperformed what he was supposed to do. Obviously, we had high expectations last year, and after a 4-1 start there, we all thought, and we keep on saying, I keep on going back to this point over and over, 4-1, you're in position to make a run, possibly to be in an upset apple card to get in the Big 12 championship, and we thought damn wrong after that. West Virginia turned the screws on that, and everything just went downhill from there. And but hey, I mean, one difference I can make from point probably to from last year to probably when Coach Snyder could have been on the foot. Could have been coaching in this pandemic, or shouldn't, but he obviously age was the issue there. But obviously, between the his last year, Coach Snyder's last year, and Chris Clemens' second year, last year is a depth. I mean, obviously, you had players step up in certain roles. Obviously, you had freshman guys making big plays, but again, you had injuries pop up. Obviously, TJ Smith, Skylar Thompson. You're battling injuries and COVID also, so that's a double whammy after that, and it was just too much to overcome there. But you saw a lot of different guys hit the field for K-State, and that's one big difference that you're seeing. K-State, you know, for at least for the first 2 years of Chris Klieman's tenure, they can go at least two deep. Bill Snyder's coach teams 2.0, they can't go too deep. That's the point. That's just a blatant, obvious answer right there. So I don't think Coach Snyder's team, at least his last couple years, probably would have not done well. And Alex would probably say the same thing at the end of that. So, yeah, you kind of wonder, what if, you know, Coach Snyder, in his second tenure here, obviously he coached in his first full tenure before stepping down and then returning to K-State, which was my first year at K-State, obviously, the rebirth of Coach Snyder returning for a second stint here in the Little Apple, obviously, which included the Big 12 Conference Championship, which I was a part of my senior year. As not a part of, but witnessing that as a student was probably a huge highlight, one of the huge highlights of my tenure at K-State. But it definitely, there's a difference there. And Chris Clemens trying to build this team up, obviously, winning a bunch of national championships with North Dakota State, with FCS. And now you're turning up basically a couple of notches to the Big 12 level. And again, this is a big year. I mean, we can't reminisce. This is not the last time you're going to hear me say it. It's not going to be the last time you're going to hear Alex say it, obviously, on the Purple Project podcast. But yeah, definitely, and it could have been a huge issue there, and K-State would have been in deep trouble. The triple there, but Coach Snyder does have a point there. So whatever you choose to do, please make the right decisions for you and your loved ones as well. The Purple Project podcast this week will continue here in the Little Apple. Obviously, we got ourselves, obviously, tonight we will record episode either 50, I'm losing count of episodes we dropped since the pandemic, but obviously we're still in the 50s, so we're going to drop a new episode here tomorrow afternoon at some point. We will record tonight. It's been a minute, but we'll get together and record tonight, and we'll probably talk about the same issue as well as the wide receivers. Huge discussion of topic here coming up. This receiver group, definitely, I mean, I had high expectations last year, and I've learned the hard way, and I keep learning the hard way of not going too high, too low, and we just got to see. But a lot of interesting discussions coming up there, as well as basketball's non-con schedule. We'll go a little deeper into that discussion as well. We're only scratching the surface here. The countdown, the K-State Stanford, the kickoff, All-State kickoff classic continues, folks. K-State Nation, Eddie Greer signing out. I'll leave it there. Go Cats. I'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.